Chicago's waking up with Bob Surratt.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Black Hawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Black Hawks.
Black Hawks home opener tonight. And at 8:41, let's check in with head coach Jeremy Calton. Morning, Jeremy. You know what I'm wondering about is when things aren't going as well as you'd like, does your family take it easy on you? No to-do list from Jen, your wife, your two sons and daughter leave you alone? Is that what's been going on here lately?
Morning, Bob. Dave. It's not quite like that. But you know what? We were gone on the road all week, so it was good to get back. And sometimes, as you said, when we're not playing the way you want to play, it's good to think about something else for an hour or two. It's only an hour or two, but hey, that's the good part of having your family around.
Yep, Jeremy. Good morning. How much do you think your players are looking forward to not just to playing at home, but to be playing at home in front of a full house again for a meaningful game, and what are you looking forward to the most about that?
Yeah, no question. It's something we've all been looking forward to, getting back in our rink with a full building and all that entails, the atmosphere and the energy. And I think that's, you know, as a player, that's one of the things that you love the most about the job we get to do, is to have that crowd. And when something good happens, you feel the energy and the support. So we're hoping to use that. We're hoping to harness that. And obviously, we got to hold up our end as far as the performance goes. But we think it'll be an advantage for us, and we got to use it.
You think that might kind of put your guys at ease a little bit, just being back there and have the crowd behind them?
Yeah, there's a comfort level for sure. I think ultimately we can help that out by how we start. Sometimes if you don't have a good start, it can work against you. So it's important that we start well and give ourselves a chance with being ready, being sharp with our details. That gives you a chance. You know, sometimes you do everything right and you get a bad bounce, and that could be part of the game. But what we don't want to do is have it be because we weren't sharp on our details. So we're going to have a good start, and that crowd will hopefully propel us forward.
As you look back at the three games, some of the early chances that you've given up against Colorado, against the Devils, against the Penguins, you think it's been more mental mistakes than physical?
Yeah, I think it's the common thread. Has been, we've been giving up way too much off the rush, and that's been like not having numbers back, so either poor pinches or not having the F3 back in support, so we don't have numbers back. Or there's been some where we have the numbers back and we don't sort it out well enough. We don't pick up the late guy coming, which at our level, that's, you kind of expect that to happen. So I'm not wondering if we're going to be better. I know we're going to be better, and obviously that message was relayed, and everyone knows we're all in this together, players and coaches. We're going to clean that up.
Kirby Doc, does it seem to you like he's kind of ready now to take that next step after he had last year really cut short, almost canceled entirely by that injury?
Yeah, it was a tough year for him last year. I think he came into the year, going into December, going to World Juniors with, really high expectations for himself, that he was going to continue his growth that he, we'd seen. He really improved, the year before. And obviously the injury, and it's hard when you come back from injury to find that level, no training camp. So he really has been good here. As training camp went on, he got better and better in the first few games here. I think he's been, one of our best players, if not our best player. And just the things he does away from the puck, really good. But his skating and his, he protects the puck so well. He really helps the guys he's playing with. And the production's going to come. He started to produce a little bit here, but there's more there, I think.
new in the concession stands at the United Center starting tonight, honey butter fried chicken, section 115, and also some plant-based offerings, some hot dogs and burgers plant-based. Jeremy, can we get you anything between periods? Any of those sound appealing to you?
You know what? They maybe do sound appealing. I'm a slow eater, so I'm just not sure if I'd have enough time to care of things.
Yeah, good thinking. Well,
he's got some other things to do, too, between periods.
Well, like a victory tonight. Go Hawks. Go get them. All the best to you, Jeremy. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It is almost 8:47. We're loosening him up. I think by the end of this season, Dave, we're going to have him. He's going to be sounding like Dan Hampton.
Listen, I want to go check out the plant-based offer.
Yeah, I knew that would sound good to you.
Yeah.